Suns, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Let's kick off Monday's show with a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Gabon and Arsenal football star Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. The 2015 African Footballer of the Year played a big, big part in Arsenal lifting the FA Cup over the weekend. Joining us with details is Prince Nesta. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Sporty greetings to you too, Sonny. Gabon talisman Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang scored twice to help Arsenal secure a 2-1 win over 10-man Chelsea in the FA Cup final on Saturday for a record-extending 14th crown in the competition and a spot in next season's Europa League. Chelsea had struck in the 5th minute when American star Christian Pulisic collected Olivier Giroud's fine flick on inside the penalty area and tucked the ball past goalkeeper Emiliano Martinez from close range. Aubameyang later scored a penalty kick in the first half before dancing past the opposition defenders to finish with his left foot in the 67th minute to ensure Arsenal salvaged European action from a difficult domestic season after finishing 8th in the Premier League. The result is a massive one for the Gunners, who finished the season with a trophy, qualify for Europe, and get revenge on their fellow London club after losing the Europa League final to them last season. Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta expressed his delight at the team's performance.
I am really proud of what we have achieved because I know the difficulties and everything that we've been through. For me personally, it's been so tough the last 6 months for a lot of things that have happened in our lives. But I had only one mission when I came here, and it was to make the players and the staff believe that we could do it. And we had to change that energy and that mentality. And just by seeing them in the dressing room all together, the way they enjoy now the profession and the time together, it's what it makes me more proud. And it's a consequence of that after we can achieve things and we can win titles together.
The Gunners manager also made a point of praising his captain's work ethic and superb performance.
Well, big games require big moments for big plays, and he's delivered that in the semi-final and he's done it again in the final. And that's why you ask about those players. Some of them were questioning that he could not do it in big games. There we go. It was a big, big part on delivering this trophy. So he's done it, and we are so proud to have a player like him in our squad.
Chelsea manager Frank Lampard also heaped praise on the impact of the Gabonese striker during the FA Cup final.
He's a top-class player, and the second goal is the sort of speed and quality of a player of his level that wins games like this. We didn't play great today for us, but of course we competed in the game and had our chances, but moments like that from Aubameyang obviously finish you off. We shouldn't become too stuck on today. Of course we are tonight. We need to look at the season as a whole and what we've managed to do to come where we came in the league. It's a huge plus for us. Today would have been in the icing on the cake, but it wasn't to be.
There are plenty of questions surrounding his future in North London, provoking a response from the 38-year-old Arsenal manager.
Everything is based on my conversation with him. You know, how he sees his future, what I expect from him, the team that I want to build around him, and the conversation I had with the people that are very influenced around him. You know, the club, we all respect him, we admire him. The players are all behind him. We know the players that we have, and we have to value him. I think if we reach all of those points, I think we'll get an agreement with him.
U.S. soccer star Christian Pulisic was injured in the second half of Saturday's FA Cup final and is expected to miss Saturday's Champions League clash with Bayern Munich. Chelsea enters down 3-0 on aggregate and will see its 2019-20 season end if it doesn't advance. Here's Chelsea manager Frank Lampard providing injury updates for Azpilicueta, Pulisic and Pedro.
I don't even know. I'm afraid I know the hamstring injuries are with Aspi and Christian. They have to be scanned and assessed over the next 2 or 3 days. They clearly won't be fit for next week. Pedro, I believe it could be a dislocated shoulder, but don't go too soon on that because I'm not sure. I was just told that. I haven't seen him yet. He was kind of whisked away, so really disappointing end for him, because that's his probably his last game for Chelsea, and he's been an incredible servant. He looked bright when he came on, and I'm disappointed for him. I'm going to try and find him as soon as I can here and see how he is.
Juventus crashed their second consecutive defeat as the Serie A champions finished their season with a 3-1 home loss against Roma on Saturday, days before their Champions League campaign resumes. Juve had already wrapped up their ninth straight league title and are looking towards their last 16 home game against Lyon next Friday, when Maurizio Sarri's side need to overturn a 1-0 first leg deficit. Five-time Ballon d'Or winner Cristiano Ronaldo was rested for the final match, with nothing left to play for against fifth-place Roma, who are already assured of the Europa League group stage next term. Belgian star of Congolese descent Romelu Lukaku believes Inter Milan are heading in the right direction after finishing as runners-up to Juventus in Serie A. A 2-0 final weekend win in Atalanta secured the runner-up spot for Antonio Conte's men, whose fine late-season form meant they finished only a point shy of Juve, who contrastingly shambled towards the finishing post. Lukaku scored 23 goals in 36 top-flight outings in his debut campaign for the Nerazzurri, following a $94 million switch from Manchester United, and hopes the best is yet to come. Barcelona president Josep Maria Bartomeu says the club will not be splashing out on signing Neymar or Lautaro Martinez this summer due to the financial strains caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Even the richest clubs in the world are feeling the effects of the pandemic, with Barcelona losing €200 million between March and June. The La Liga side had been hoping to strike a part exchange deal for Neymar that would see Antoine Griezmann join Paris Saint-Germain, while Inter striker Martinez has been their top target following an impressive season in Serie A. Martinez, who has scored 18 goals in 39 games for Inter this season, has a $98.5 million release clause in his contract and is refusing to extend his current deal at the San Siro. Reporting for the Sunny Side of Sports, I'm Prince Nesta in Eugene, Oregon.
Thanks, Prince. I really enjoyed your report. For reaction to Arsenal lifting the FA Cup and the performance by Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, Iron Mike Mbonye spoke with African football analyst Sammy Wajinya.
Saturday's FA Cup final is the most watched FA Cup final in the history of the competition on British television. There was one African link in that final, and that was the man who hogged the headlines for all the right reasons. The Arsenal captain, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, he was absolutely fantastic. He got two goals for Arsenal to drag them from the throes of defeat to a victory in that game. Arsenal had to come back from a goal down after Christian Pulisic of Chelsea had put the Blues in front. But then Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang took matters literally into his own hands. He won a penalty, converted it with fighting for sending Willy Caballero the wrong way, and then he got the winning goal, a sweeping counter-attacking move by Arsenal, got an assist from Nicola Pepe, and lobbed the ball beyond Willy Caballero for a 2-1 lead for Arsenal, and that was exactly how it finished. Aubameyang has proved himself to be one of the hottest properties in world football, not just for Arsenal. Remember, he was fantastic, he was phenomenal, he was unplayable in the semi-final against Manchester City. I don't think many gave Arsenal a chance to beat red-hot favourites Manchester City in the last four, but they did, and it was Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang who once again led from the front, put in a captain's performance and scored two goals against the side many believe is one of the best in the world. They are still running in the Champions League, talking about Manchester City. So wonderful, wonderful performance from Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, who once again continues to underline his status as not just a top marksman. He plays wide forward for Arsenal, but his movement of the ball is a joy to behold. That was on display in the semi-final in both goals against Manchester City, and again we saw both qualities in that final victory over Chelsea. So Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang has proved once again that he's a man for the big occasion.
Do you think other African players in the English Premier League have potentials to repeat the feat by Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang?
Yes, you have to say that a lot of African players have got the potential to do wonderful things in the English Premier Premier League, following in the footsteps of Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. One of those players is Wilfred Zaha, who I think is one of the best players in the Premier League. He's been courted left, right and centre by the top hitters, currently playing for Crystal Palace. He's a man who I think has a great future in the English Premier League. Serge Aurier, Ivorian international, just like Wilfred Zaha, is also another big player in the Premier League, doing wonderful things for Tottenham Hotspur. I think he's one of the finest left-backs in the country today. And Nicola Pepe, he's got African roots now, doesn't he? He was part of that Arsenal team that won the FA Cup. His assist for that second goal was an absolute joy to behold. He got a goal, well-taken goal in that final. Unfortunately for him, it was disallowed. And then there's Adama Traore. He is an African as well. He's built like a tank, looked like as a heavyweight lifter because of his physique. He came from Barcelona, plays for Wolverhampton Wanderers right now. That is a player who many believe can do exceptional things for Wolverhampton Wanderers in the Premier League. And there's Wilfred Oumahoune Ndidi. No frills, no thrills, defensive midfielder. He's got the fourth highest tackling success rate in the Premier League. He was just, 90 minutes away from leading Leicester City to a place in the Champions League. Absolutely top performer, alongside another Nigerian who also plays for Leicester City, Kelechi Iheanacho. And talking about top Africans doing the business in the Premier League, there's Riyad Mahrez, who plays for Manchester City. Top player. He can play from the right. He can play from the left. He has a left foot that is anointed by the gods. Silky player. He's a man who, you have to say, has got a bright future in English football and in the Premier League. And how can we forget the wonderful trio in the wonderful duo at Liverpool Football Club, Mohamed Salah and Sadio Mane. Wonderful players. They won the Premier League title for Liverpool last season. First time in 30 years that Liverpool are doing that. Sadio Mane, of course, the man who knows his way to go. Fantastic goal scorer. And of course, Mohamed Salah, African Footballer of the Year a couple of years ago. Top performer. And he's a man for the big stage as well.
With the victory, do you see the Gabonese and Arsenal forward leaving Arsenal?
Oh, it's a very good question. Will Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang leave Arsenal? I really don't know. News filtered in yesterday morning that in January of this year, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang wanted to force a move away from Arsenal to join their London rivals, Chelsea. But that deal just about fell through because Chelsea could not match his financial demands. I don't know if he'd want to leave because, look, if he's going to leave, this is probably going to be the last opportunity for him to leave. Remember, he came from Milan where he didn't play a game in over three seasons and then went to Dijon, played at Saint Etienne, Monaco in France, and then moved on to Borussia Dortmund in Germany, where he scored close to 100 goals in over 100 performances, appearances for Borussia Dortmund. That was exactly where he made his name, and then Arsenal came calling with a big and fat checkbook. If he's going to make a move, this will be his last opportunity to make a move to any big club.
That's African sports analyst Sammy Wejinya. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye in Port Harcourt, Nigeria.
Sporty greetings. This is Sammy Wejinya, Port Harcourt-based sports analyst. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Please continue to stay safe and avoid contracting COVID-19. Thanks.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say we all can help fight the global pandemic by frequently washing our hands with soap and water or using hand sanitizers. For more information on protecting yourself and others, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa Center for Disease Control. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Mowata, has been taking a look at some of the recent developments in professional boxing. Nnamdi says he gives a thumbs up to a victory in Las Vegas by Ghana's former super bantamweight world champion, Isaac Dogbe.
Sonny, I was very impressed with Isaac Dogbe, and I'm very happy for Isaac because, one, Isaac made the changes we've been talking about. One, he has a new trainer in Barry Hunter. he moved up to the featherweight division from super bantamweight. I am very happy for that because now he doesn't have to make weight. And his dad, Paul Dogbe, has stepped away. And I think it's very important to have to give him kudos for taking his son from nowhere and walking him all the way to the world championship. Not only walking him all the way to the world championship, able to place him with a world-class promoter and fight on TV. He gave his son his blessings, and I think with his blessings from his dad, this kid is about to do some great things. And with a new team, I expect him to challenge for the featherweight division, and I expect him to rule the division. And the blessing from his dad will go a long way. Remember, no matter where he goes, be it California, Nevada, or Washington, D.C., he must always go back to his dad. The dad started it, and father duo in boxing is not easy.
Namdi, what can you tell us about Isaac Dogbe's new trainer, Barry Hunter?
Sonny, Barry Hunter is a world-class trainer in your backyard. I'm sure you know about Headbangers Boxing Team. And of course, the Bald Eagle Gym in Washington, D.C. He trains both amateurs and professionals, you know. And I'm sure you remember Anthony and Lamont Peterson brothers. He discovered them when they were just 10 years old. And he took Lamont all the way to the world championship. Where he gained my respect was in the fight between Lamont Peterson and Errol Spence. Barry Hunter saw that his fighter, Lamont Peterson, with his belt, was in deep trouble. He stepped in and stopped the fight. At that point, I said, yes, this world-class trainer knows when to stop it and come back and fight another day. So he's going to bring a lot into the repertoire of Isaac Dogbe, and he will know when to stop it if Dogbe just goes out there and just decides to just go bang to bang. So Barry Hunter is the best thing to happen to Isaac Dogbe. You talked about father-son duo in boxing. It's a mixed bag. The first one we really, really looked at was Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Floyd Mayweather Sr. Floyd Mayweather Sr. discovered his son, Floyd Mayweather Jr., and brought him up, and they fell out, and his uncle, Roger Black Mamba Mayweather, former world champion, stepped in and polished him, and Roger got sick, and Roger passed recently. Floyd Mayweather Sr. came back and worked with his son. Then we have Chris Eubank in the UK with his son, Chris Eubank Jr., who is the WBA interim welterweight champion. Danny Garcia and Angel Garcia, who's elite welterweight. The famous Roy Jones and his dad. At the end, it never works out because the dad has a different agenda, the son has a different agenda, then you have the people in between trying to go between them, and the dad, it becomes very painful, so it's not advisable. If it works, it's good, but if it does not work, it leaves a lot of bitterness in the end, and I don't advise it. I prefer the father step away, allow a new trainer come in, then the son can breed. Then the son can perform to his own expectation, not to his father's expectation.
Finally, Namdi, the boxing world recently lost a champion fighter from Ghana and a top trainer from here in the USA. Let's pay tribute to these two men, Namdi.
Sonny, very sad situation. Alfred Cote, at the age of 52, died a terrible, lonely, and silent death in Bronx, New York, at the age of 52. Mind you, this is a former WBO bantamweight champion who won the title in 1994. A graduate of Buchan School of Boxing in Central Accra, 88 Olympian, defending his title only two times. The second part of his career was sad. He was used as a gatekeeper, and he took lots of punishment. He died alone. No managers that made money, no promoters that made money. He was abandoned. Very, very sad situation. is a lesson for any young African fighter who plans to go to Europe or come to America. Very important to put together a good team that will be there for you all the way to the end. Rest in peace, the Cobra, Alfred Cote. The boxing world lost a great trainer in brother Nassim Richardson, highly respected figure in boxing. And he's out of Philadelphia. When you talk about the Philly fighters, you talk about a great trainer like brother Nassim, a very demanding trainer from the old school, very selective of who he wants to work with in terms of having boxers. Bernard Hopkins, he worked with Shane Mosley. He brought out the best in these two great fighters. Rest in peace, brother Nassim Richardson, who left us at a very young age of 55.
Nice remembrance there, Namdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta.
Hello, listeners. My name is Juma Miro, the Commonwealth Games bronze medalist in Australia 2018. Listen to Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Hi, this is Lori London. Tune in to the Voice of America's newscast. Every hour, on the top of each hour, 24/7. Listen to our news and correspondent reports from around the world. VOA is your trusted source for news and information.
Thanks, Lori. That's my VOA colleague, Lori London. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Just ahead, Samson Omale will have a package of African sports news for us.
Normalization committee that manages the Egyptian Football Association has gotten an approval from World Governing Body FIFA to extend its stay for another 4 months to carry out its pending tasks. The committee's mandate was due to expire at the end of July, but the EFA was granted an exception from FIFA due to the implications of the coronavirus pandemic, which led to a 5-month football hiatus in the country. A committee led by former Zamalek board member Amir El-Ghanani was appointed after Hani Abu Rida resignation, along with the remainder of the board members back in August 2019. The committee's main goals is to run the EFA's daily affairs to ensure that the EFA's regulations comply with the ones implemented by FIFA and organize new EFA elections where there will be the electoral committee. Staying with football news, the Confederation of African Football last month announced that the 2020 Women's African Cup of Nations, slated for November 23rd to December 20th, had been cancelled as a result of COVID-19. CAF National Women Team Coach of the Year and South African National Women's Coach Desiree Ellis has shifted her frustration into excitement with the prospect of a team from South Africa playing in the CAF Champions League.
Look, I'm very excited with the CAF Women's Football Strategy with more competitions. It's really exciting that they're looking at that avenue, not just competitions, but for coaches as well. You know, with the Champions League coming on board now, it allows countries on the continent to now get their house in order. It allows countries on the continent to make sure that their leagues are up and running, because playing in the Champions League is really huge, and which country doesn't want to be represented in the Champions League?
I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
Thanks, Samson. Samson files spicy sports reports on Mondays and Fridays for our Daybreak Africa radio show. Finally, let's give a Sunny Side of Sports birthday salute to Tom Brady, who many consider to be the greatest quarterback of all time in the National Football League. Brady was born August 3rd, 1977 in San Mateo, California. He won a record 6 Super Bowl titles with the New England Patriots. But after 20 years with the Patriots, Brady signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for the upcoming season. And that wraps up the August 3rd edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues. It's about listening to them and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.